Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Hum Finance. And with Hum Finance, you can spread the cost of purchases up to €30,000 when buying online or in store from many retail partners that Hum Finance have, like, for example, Easy Living Interiors, DID Electrical, Harvey Norman, and lots more besides. And the service that Hum Finance provide just makes it so easy to buy a bigger product and spread the cost over a period of time.
Now, I only found out something at the weekend that Hum Finance is good for as well, that a lot of you will be able to. This wasn't in the ad, by the way. I got this from my lovely wife. You can use Hum Finance for veterinary costs.
So, can you?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't have said it if you couldn't. Why would I say it if you couldn't?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of her clients that go to her vet use Hum Finance. Because, as you know, veterinary
can be expensive.
You have
yeah.
a lot of dogs.
Yep.
And a lot of.
So, if you need, say your dog needs an operation, you can finance it, can you?
Yes.
With Hum Finance?
Yeah, you can.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. So, it's not just for tellies. It's not just for washing machines from Harvey Norman.
Yeah.
It's for a bit of anything,
and
actually.
I presume, I don't think they discriminate against different breeds of dogs. So, I'd say any breed is good. Isn't it? Any breed is good. Yes, you can spread the cost of your veterinary bills using Hum Finance. And I know this for a fact, because I've seen the evidence.
Oh, very good. Okay, well, you can get approval on their website at shophum.com, or you apply directly in store, and it's quick and it's painless. But do remember that you are applying for credit, and keep in mind that Hum is a form of credit, and it's important to consider your ability to repay the amount borrowed. But you can rest assured that Hum is regulated by the financial regulators, unlike some other companies that let you spread payments. So our sincere thanks to Hum Finance for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of OM? A Garda assaulted a teenage joyrider with a gratuitous knee to the stomach as he arrested him after a highly reckless road rampage around a busy shopping centre. Now, the youth had already surrendered following a pursuit and was being restrained when Garda Dean Chapman struck him with no need, court heard. 35-year-old Chapman, who has since left the force and is now a firefighter and a paramedic, pleaded guilty when he appeared in Dublin District Court. He admitted assaulting the teenager at an address in West Dublin following a road chase around the Blanchardstown Centre on January 22nd, 2023. Now, the court heard that the car was stolen in Tipperary and was driven dangerously in a Garda pursuit, which ended when it was abandoned in the shopping centre. The teenager was arrested at a nearby house, and Chapman placed a hand on his shoulder before bringing him to the ground. When the youth was being brought back to his feet, Chapman kneed him in the abdominal area. Now, the victim, who is now serving a prison sentence, Chapman had worked in the Gardaí for 4 years, as well as the Defence Forces, and he had an exemplary record. The assault incident was one factor in Chapman's decision to resign from An Garda Síochána. Anyway, the bottom line is that he has pleaded guilty and has been convicted of assault of a joyrider. Now, we put this up on our Facebook page earlier on, as we always do with our topics most days, and I was surprised by the amount of people saying, he should have been more heavy-handed.
Yeah,
just one knee to the stomach, he should have knocked lumps out of
when
him.
When we put stuff up on Facebook, before discussing it on air to get calls on, which we will speak to in a few moments, we never know what way it's going to go, but I was shocked by the way it went. So I would say 90% of people who responded to this topic said he should have hit him harder. Now, I'd be part of the 90%. Well, no, I don't think he should have hit him harder, but I think, you know, play. What's the expression? Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Okay, but is it?
Don't be left. Don't be left today.
I'm asking a question.
Don't be left.
Do you think part of a Garda's training is to knee young fellas in the stomach? No, of course it isn't. They have to restrain them, which they had done. They managed to restrain the young fella. So he didn't need the knee in the stomach. Now, I understand that the Garda's were really pissed off. What the young fella was doing was extremely dangerous, driving around like a lunatic in a car park at Blanchardstown. Lethal behaviour, yeah? I understand how a specific Garda would be really pissed off at having to chase this young fella. And then you really do want to... It's just over the top to be kneeing him in the stomach in that way.
So that's obviously why the judge went the way she did. It was a female judge, by the way, because she figured that a guard is training, they should be able to restrain somebody without actually hitting them.
Correct.
But the guard, as well, is only human. And the problem about this is, this case is now going to set a precedent, because I've seen it. It's been up online, it's all over Facebook and all that. And scumbags are going to see it, and scumbags are going to say to themselves, I can do whatever I want. And the guard, like, that guard's after losing, but he didn't lose his job. He didn't lose his job in the Gardaí. He obviously chose to leave it or whatever because of that. Who could be putting up with that shit? Why are the courts putting the power in the hands of scumbag joyriders and not the Gardaí?
Well, no, they're not putting any power in the hands of the scumbag joyrider. The fact of the matter is that this guard, no matter what paint job you want to put on this, he did assault the young fella. He kneed the young fella in the stomach. That is assault. End of.
No, you see,
he had him under control.
I find joyriders the lowest form.
Oh, no, no argument there.
The cruds of human existence. I find a joyrider. Yeah, anybody that gets behind a stolen car, they could literally kill any amount of people. Yeah, and you want the guards agent to treat them with kid gloves? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Should he then?
The young fellow was restrained. Was being arrested, and he didn't need to give him a knee in the stomach. It was gratuitous, and it was. Literally, he had the young fellow under control. I understand how...
So he should have patted him on the head to give him a chupa-chup.
No.
Here's a little lollipop for you.
He had him detained.
Here's a little lollipop for you. But by this happening, people are not going to have any respect for the guard. No respect. They're not going to have any fear. They're not going to have any fear. Now, Shez...
Okay, so hang on, Jeremy. What? Are you saying that the Gardaí should have the power to assault people? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think it was assault.
It was assault.
I wouldn't have it down as assault.
That's okay, I walk around the far side of that desk and I knee you in the stomach. That's not assault.
I would call it reasonable force.
No, you already had the young fella under control. He already had him detained.
And we don't know, did the young fella say something to him at the time?
Doesn't matter, he still shouldn't have assaulted him.
Young scumbags have no respect or fear of the law or of Gardaí, yeah? And that is just diminished now because a judge has decided to put the parent into the hands of a scumbag.
No, that's not what happened. Well, firstly, the judge dismissed the charge, okay? So this Garda, or ex-Garda now, doesn't have a conviction. She dismissed the charge under the Probation Act after a €1,000 donation was made. So the ex-Garda doesn't have a criminal record, which is fine.
But it should have never even gone to court. Because the scum of the city are now laughing, going, we can do whatever we want, we can joyride cars, and once we're caught, the guards can't do anything. There used to be a fear of the guards. Young scumbags used to have a fear.
So again, Jeremy, I'm asking, I want a straight yes or no. Should the law turn a blind eye when the guards assault people?
It depends. I don't think that, I wouldn't consider that assault.
Kneeing somebody in the stomach?
I would say...
Okay, so say you get pulled in tonight. No, just listen to me. You get pulled in tonight on suspicion of drink driving, let's say, okay? And the guard says, get out of the car. And you get out of the car and suddenly he knees you in the stomach.
I've never, in all the times I've been... Sorry. If the guards react in a certain way, it's because you're reacting in a certain way. I'm never going to be kneed by the Gardaí, okay? And neither are you ever going to be kneed by the Gardaí. It doesn't happen. And there's no smoke.
Well, no, it does happen. It happens to that young fella.
He was a joyrider. If I was a joyrider...
Okay, so the guard should have the power to assault joyriders then.
I'm not using the word assault.
But that's what it is.
I'm calling it reasonable force. Because these scumbags don't know any different.
Darren has sent us a WhatsApp voice note to 085-825-2626.
The streets of Dublin are the way they are with all these young scrotes when guards are getting done for touching them. That is an absolute joke. What sort of a judge lets out paedophiles and then charges a guard for assault on a scrot? What the fuck is this country coming to?
David, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, David?
I'm honestly agree with yourself, Adrian, just what you're saying. Just about, you don't know how far a guard can go with arresting joyriders or stuff like that, or how much power they have with it, you know? It just depends on when they're first trained, what they're told, how much power they can use and what they can enforce and stuff, you know? So it's a bit of a hard one. I understand, like, obviously, joyriding isn't obviously the best thing to be doing.
No, of course not. And especially, you know, driving around Blanchardstown Centre at high speed in the car park and whatever is absolutely lethal behaviour. So, I mean, you can understand how the guard would have been fairly pissed off at this stage because it was a really dangerous chase and everything else. But you believe nobody is above the law, even a guard, in terms of assaulting a young fellow like that?
No, Lee, I think it goes on how much training the guards have and what force they can use, like how can they retaliate to someone. Like if the guy who done the joyriding was trying to assault the guard, it's like, fair enough, he has a right to defend himself, obviously. But it just depends, really, you know. It just depends, really.
And an awful lot of people, actually, in our comments, saying the guard wasn't heavy-handed enough. He should have knocked lumps out of the young fella.
Well, by the sounds of it, like, he done enough that he's after getting charged for the assault, you know what I mean? So I think he done enough damage as it was, you know.
But the argument here is, in a case like this, should the law turn a blind eye to something like this? Now, in the end, in fairness, the judge didn't impose a custodial sentence or even give that ex-guard a conviction. She dismissed the charge under the Probation Act.
It shouldn't have even gone that far, though. Now guards are going to be terrified to take on little scumbags. We have to put the power back into the Gardaí.
It has to be a bit balanced on both sides, because Jeremy is right. There is an awful lot of gangs out there that, like, if you know.
And here's my thing, David, here's my thing. Sorry for cutting across you. Someone robs a car and starts joyriding around the city. Gloves are off, as far as I'm concerned. They are putting lives at risk. They could be taken.
There's no argument here.
They are the lowest form of life, joyriders, and the gloves should be off.
So the gloves should be off means that the guards should be able to kick lumps out of them. Is that what you're saying?
It's just this leftist attitude that your side, Adrian, comes out with has the country the way it is.
No. Where does it end? Where does it end if you give the guards that sort of power? Seriously, think about it.
But they've always been able to do that.
They haven't always been able to.
Well, they always have. They always have. It's always been an unwritten rule that if you step out of line. Or so if you think, Adrian, if a fella is being restrained by a guard, I'm not saying this happened in this case, and he spits in the guard's face
and calls him,
should you be able to give a dig then?
Yeah.
Oh, he should. Okay, interesting.
Because it's self-defense then at that stage.
No, you're defending against a spit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, go on, David.
No, I was just saying, like, I think it's a tough topic. It's an interesting one because, as I said, I'm sure the guards know the limits of how far they can retaliate to someone. Like, as Jeremy was saying, if someone spits at you, obviously you're not going to let that happen. So, you know, a guard might slap or whatever. But again, as I keep saying, it's down to whatever training they're told, like how far they can hit someone or what they can do. But like, obviously that guard done enough that he got charged for it. So I think he done enough damage to the young fella as it was. Do you know what I mean? And I would have understood if the young fella who was arrested was trying to hit the guard to arrest or whatever, or whether it was a gang. We don't know whether it was just the guy whether it was just one lad that was arrested or was there a gang of them. Do you know what I mean? It just depends, really.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is that the guard did knee the young fella in the stomach, and it was described as gratuitous. In other words, he didn't have to do it in order to keep that. He just did that as a punishment, in a fit of anger.
Yeah, maybe he felt pissed off because the chase went on for so long.
Yeah, yeah, no, and I'm sure he was.
If he had him handcuffed, he would have had no reason then to knee him in the stomach. Do you know what I mean?
He didn't have any reason.
Maybe as well, lads, and I'm just... as someone who spent a lot of time in the courts seeing what's going on, maybe, like many guards, he's just fed up of these scumbags turning up in front of the judge, getting their free legal aid, which is paid for by IR taxes, by the way.
I guess a guard might be pissed off. But
because little Jordan can't afford his own solicitor, so we have to pay for his solicitor, little Jordan. And then little Jordan will smile in front of the judge and he'll be told that he has a bad upbringing or he has ADHD, will be used as an excuse for his behaviour, or whatever the case may be, and he'll walk back out on the streets. Maybe, just say, Adrian, maybe the guards are pissed off.
I don't blame them, but if you can't cope with it, if you dislike your job so much that you resort to literally kicking lumps out of a young fella or kneeing him in the stomach, then you need to do exactly what that guard has done, go get a different job, which is what he has done.
Well, that's why I couldn't be a guard.
Yeah.
I couldn't be a guard because I'd kill them, literally kill them.
But isn't that exactly the point? That's how this guard was taken to court in the first place. Jillian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hey.
Well, what did you want to say on this?
I've just seen a lot of posts talking about, like, the young teenagers in the area. Like, I completely agree with most of the comments and stuff, but at the end of the day, everyone's so bothered about all these teenagers. There's always been joyriders. There's always been little scumbags running around. But at the end of the day, I commented on the post today that I seen a post of a man, an immigrant, and he was running around outside his hostel, butt naked, bending over, literally pulling open his ass cheeks, saying, "Kiss me arse," threatening people. The guard literally pulled up, stopped, talked to the fella. He told him to fuck off, and they literally drove off. But no one's talking about any of that stuff. I've seen people getting glassed in town and fighting and killing each other, and guards literally walking past it. But people are worried about little teenagers joyriding around the place.
Well,
it doesn't make sense to me.
That video didn't make sense to me either, how the guards pulled up and then just kept driving on.
All the screenshots there. I can put them in the
We've seen it ourselves.
Like, what were the guards thinking? Were they just clocking off and they were too lazy to do something? But let's not play down how bad joyriding is, Jalan, because
Oh, no, 100%. There needs to be something done about the kids, but for these guards to abuse their powers, I've seen guards pepper spray young girls and fucking shoot dogs, like electrocute dogs with their tasers and stuff, for all these stupid little things. But everyone in the comments is on about smacking down on the joyriders. That was my point. Why aren't they on about the more serious things? There's always been teenagers going around in cars. Yes, something needs to be done about it in a different sort of way, other than beating them and using brutal force.
The argument is, though, that young fellas like that have no fear of the guards at all, and maybe, you know, digging the stomach.
But why is that? Why is that? We were brought up to be afraid of them for a reason.
Because
everyone just doesn't like guards
because
for
back
no reason.
Back in the day, the guards did get away with an awful lot of guard brutality.
Exactly,
okay?
Yeah, and that's why no one has respect for them anymore.
But the argument is that because they aren't too heavy-handed anymore, or they're not allowed, they end up in court like this Garda, people have even less respect for them or fear of them. They're not afraid of them anymore.
Yeah, I suppose, but I just don't. They need to go a different way about dealing with, especially with teenagers in the area, because, like, at the end of the day, we've all been teenagers. We've all done stupid things like that. Eventually, people grow up. But the main problem should be the grown adults actually committing crimes and the grown adults using force to try get these children, like, guards, like...
Okay,
you know,
so
do you think it is reasonable
that this guard was taken to court for assaulting the young fella? Do you think that was reasonable?
100%. I understand if someone says something like if the child or whatever spit it into his face, but at the end of the day, any guard that's going to train to become a guard, they know the risks.
Mm.
They know what's going to happen and what could happen, and they agree and they take... Do you know what I mean?
That is the bottom line. If you're unprofessional enough to have to knee a young fella in the stomach, then go get a different job. The job's not for you. As you just
exactly,
said,
because they know the risk of what's going to happen in the job. They know that there's going to be people like that, so they can handle it the professional way.
Jalan, your average 15 to 18-year-old joyriding scumbag does not fear the guards or respect the guards. There is absolutely no fear.
Give them a hiding and that'll create fear, is it?
Well, it did in the past. You knew.
No, it didn't, because if that's the case, they're still here joyriding. So how did it... Sure, joyriding was worse in the 90s and the 80s. So how did it work?
Well, there was a fear there. Was there not a fear? They literally don't care about the guards. Look, they ran guards off the roads in the likes of Ballyfermot and Cherry Orchard.
Oh, 100%. But what gives them the right to beat children?
Well, what?
Whether they're committing crimes or not. I'm sorry,
No matter what age you are, if you steal a car and you get behind at the wheel of a car and joyride, you're not a child anymore. Sorry, you're not.
The fact of the matter
legally,
is
that if you're under the age of 18, legally, if you're under the age of 18, you are classed as a child. So whether you think they're grown up or not, that doesn't really matter. Legally, in the eyes of the law, they are a minor.
Okay, Jillian,
so what gives you the right to judge which people should be punished different ways and not like?
Okay, Jillian, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. I've been asked to play this WhatsApp voice note for you. Have a listen to this.
That woman on there now sounds like a bit of an apologist for these little scumbags, what they're doing. Maybe her own son might be one, or somebody she knows is one. Yeah, she's on about other crimes there that are happening. Yeah, that's happening too, but the guards need to be tougher on all crime. So they need to be tougher on the lad that they just drove up and walked off. They have to be tougher on people who are getting glassed in town. And they have to be tough on young lads joyriding. She's making out the joyriding's like a victimless crime or something like that. Not only is stealing somebody's car, but they're putting people's lives at risk, for fuck's sake.
Okay, you're making excuses, basically, Jillian, for joyriders. That's really what he's saying.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, the whole post was about do they think people should basically beat the teenagers that are caught? Like, what difference does that make in this? I can't even understand most of that chap's voice message. I heard this, but yeah, I understand I'm talking about other crimes, but to deal with that shit, they would actually have to treat the country decently for people to have respect for them. No one's going to have respect for guys if they're going around like in rough areas and shit. Everyone judges all the rough areas, but at the end of the day, they didn't just turn out like that on their own. If there was more resources for people, if there was more help for people, they wouldn't be the way they were. These kids are like this because of their parents, and they're like that because of their parents, and it's just a never-ending story. No one should be in power like that, whether they're committing a crime or not. So if that's the case, it should be all right to beat the fucking murderers and rapists and robbers and all in prisons. But it doesn't happen all the time. Why is there a big discussion about joyriders?
Okay,
I understand it's a serious situation.
All right, stay with me for a second, Jillian, if you can. I want to bring in Robbie on this.
I think the Irish guys need to take a good look at the mainland European guards. They take no shit, and they are imposing as fuck to look at. You wouldn't cross them when you see them when you're over there on holiday or whatever.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
How is?
Well, what did you want to say on this?
I wonder, Jillian is only a tip away from saying, well, maybe they're joyriding because they're bored. I don't care what crime you commit. I don't care if it's joyriding, murder, rape. If you want to act like Billy Big Bollocks and break the law, you have everything coming to you. You have black eyes, broken ribs, you have everything coming to you.
But you know and I know that there is no law that allows the Gardaí to assault people.
Yeah, because the law and the courts and everything are now protecting the scumbags. Look at I don't know if we can talk about it, but look at the two idiots who died in a car crash because they went down the wrong lane in a chase. I don't know if it was a joyride or not. And then the guards getting done
actually,
for it.
It was actually three of them. It was actually three people.
Three, there you go. And who's getting punished for it? The guards. Because the parents were like, oh, my little Warren was killed in that car crash. It was the guards' fault, not your little Warren's fault for taking the car.
But again, Jessica, are you saying that the Gardaí should have the right to assault people? I mean, that's literally what you're saying.
They have the right to be forceful. If you want to
you're
going to get treated like
there's being forceful and restraining somebody while you're arresting them. And then,
he's probably flailing around like a fish trying to kick his way out of it. No.
But then there is the kick to the stomach. That is literally assault.
Yeah, good enough for him. He deserved it.
Well, Jillian, what do you say to that? He deserved it, and a guard should not be prosecuted for assaulting.
If the guard was allowed to abuse who they feel like it was, then the whole country would be 100% more. So it doesn't matter.
He had a reason to. He was breaking the law.
It's the law for people that you can't assault people. It doesn't just work for guards. It works for everyone. It's illegal to assault someone.
So let them all, rally around cars. Let everyone murder each other.
And he's in that position of power. It's his job to know the rules. especially if he's a guard. He took the oath.
Ah, would you go away? You're only saying kids are bored. Yes, you're.
Well, he'll say anything about kids are bored.
You are a little apologist.
The argument is it's illegal to assault someone, whether you're a guard or not. Is that or is
and
that
it's illegal
not true?
To, and it's illegal to joyride and steal a car. So,
yeah, but these are children that are doing enough big grown
ends. I don't give a fuck if they're kids. Clearly, they know damn well what's wrong with
them. You're trying
to
prove down my neck that anyone that gets arrested should be assaulted. That's what you're saying.
Well,
you're
saying that we're all teenagers, we all did stupid things. Joyriding's not a stupid thing. You know,
well, what are you on about? I never said joyriding was a stupid thing. I said it's a very serious thing. So I don't know what you're on about.
You said we were all teenagers, we all did stupid things once we all grow up. Not all of them do.
Yeah.
So you're more or less.
I didn't imply that those stupid things were joyriding.
You did. You did.
No, I did not. If you can listen back to the podcast, I did not imply
that.
So I don't know what you're on about. But you can answer my question. Do you think it's okay that anyone that gets arrested, that they should be assaulted?
If
it's illegal for you to assault someone and it's illegal for a guard, especially when they're in a higher position of power to a civilian.
They don't break the law. Simple as.
Don't break the law, but these are, like you say, criminals and scumbags. They're not taking these pledges and oaths to do all this. They're not saying, oh yeah, right, I'm not going. They're not the one with the job as guard is. The guard are taking these pledges to not commit these crimes, and they're committing these crimes. So just because they're guards,
and that's why, people don't like the guards anymore, because they're fucking pansies.
If that's the case, if someone robs my house and I go out and stab them or beat them, that's okay, is it then? We're allowed to assault people if they commit crimes. That's okay, yeah?
If someone breaks into your house, I feel you have any, you can use any reason you want. Your house is your castle.
But the bottom line
you
is,
you can't say it's okay for certain times of assault and then not. Like,
okay, the bottom line is, Jessica, you believe that a blind eye should be turned when a guard might assault a young fella who was joyriding a car. We turn a blind eye to that.
We're not turning a blind eye. They're doing their job.
No. Assaulting somebody isn't doing your job.
Arrest and detain is their job, not to assault people. The people after being murdered in fucking police stations and all, what, for robbing stupid little things, and you think people deserve to be kicked around like that?
They probably got lippy and probably got violent and deserved whatever.
But why can't
they
detain them the proper way that they're trained to? They are trained to detain these type of people, especially. So why do they not listen to those rules that they're supposed to follow? And
you can only detain someone so much unless they're flapping around like a fish, then you are going to need them to stop them.
But how do you know that this is happening? This fellow was detained. This teenager was detained on the ground.
I grew up in an area where it happens 365 days a year. I seen it every day.
Seeing what every day?
Cars getting robbed. Well, if you fucking opened your ears, you stupid.
But you know
what
I've seen every day? I've seen people getting smashed and robbed and fucking assaulted out on the streets. There's more worse things than fucking joyriders.
And they deserve a bargain as well by the guards.
What?
Did you not hear what I said at the very start? I said I don't care what crime it is. You have whatever you have coming to you.
Yeah, right. So you're thinking it's okay for guards to assault people that commit crimes. That's your argument.
And you think it's okay for kids to go rallying around in cars.
But did I say that? You implied it. They don't have the resources. I said it's very
serious. You're only close to saying they're bored.
I'm not condoning it. Not once did I condone it. Not once did I ever condone teenagers fucking joyriding. It's a very serious thing. I said it should be dealt with in a different way.
You're trying to play what about me? You're like, oh, what about this? What about that? Doesn't matter what crime it is, they deserve it.
Right, so every crime, you think it's okay?
I'm going down
in circles.
No. The bottom line is, Jill Ann is arguing that under no circumstances, if you're a guard who resorts to assaulting somebody when you have them restrained, which,
and this is why the thugs are running the place, because there's no fear in them.
And what about everything else? Do you think the thugs are running the place? What about the guards that abuse their power? Why is the place like this? Do you think the guards aren't getting paid off?
Here we go, you're anti-guard, aren't you?
I live in a rough area, I know what it's fucking like. I've seen it with my own fucking eyes.
I grew up in a rough area as well, but I'm not anti-guard, but you're pro-guard.
Can I ask you, Jillian, do you think that
you're pro-scumbag, so
do you think, Jillian, that the guards get away with too much as it is?
I agree. Like, I don't, like the woman said, they do need to crack down on all the little scumbags running around. They need to deal with it a different sort of way. There needs to be more resources out there. You can't just blame a whole area of scummy kids are being brought up like that. It's the area. The area, like, do you know what I mean? Guards are going past picking who they wanted. They're going around raiding houses, beating women and children and stuff, that recording them shooting dogs. So because they're in a position of fucking power, they're, what about the people that don't commit crimes and they get abused right away? I've seen it with my own fucking eyes. So oh. Yeah, I might be anti-guard. No guards.
Okay, but you...
I was getting beaten in the house.
Okay, you believe that the guards get away with too much as it is, and you're happy to see... Well, he's now an ex-guard because he left the force, but you're happy to see a guard prosecuted for assault...
Because okay. He took an oath and agreement not to commit crimes. It is a crime to assault someone. So, yeah, I do. He got arrested and charged just like anybody else would for kneeing someone, and especially a minor. So, yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085 825 2626 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Afternoon, Adrian. How are you guys, man?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
Do we live in a country where you're innocent until proven guilty, or do we live in a country where it's rough justice on the streets? When the guard finds you, he just gets to do what he fucking wants to you. Because that young fella, from what I can gather, wasn't charged or anything. He was just after being apprehended, yeah?
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Was he taken out of the car, or was he found in a, you know, away from the car? So what I'm saying is, did the guard have to drag him out of the car?
No, the court story says is that the youth had already surrendered following a pursuit and was being restrained when Garda Dean Chapman struck him with no need. He needed
him. That's an assault.
Yeah.
That's an assault. I'm sorry, but if that's the case, Jeremy, so as soon as a guard stops you, if he doesn't like what you say or what you look, or do we get like America, as soon as you even flinch your hand, that's assault and battery on a police officer, and you have the right to knock the living shit out of you? Now, I know you've never stepped a foot out of line. You've never even broke a speed limit. I'd say you stick to the 30 and the 50, so that's okay for you. But you're trying to say it's okay if you even just question a guard, then he knocks the shit out of you.
A guard, realistically, Jay, a guard isn't going to knock the shit out of you for questioning. Well, I've never been.
But see, there you go, Jeremy. The world doesn't revolve around fucking you. You don't live in the areas where guards get power trips. Okay, you don't, Jeremy. So therefore, you're right. It won't happen to you because you don't just pull in and randomly stop people in your housing estate. But I can bring you to a housing estate, and if you just look the wrong way, you're stopped by.
And what housing estate is that, Jay? Tell me, give me a name.
You go to any working class area in Clondalkin, Tallaght, Ballyfermot, Keogh, Inglis. There you go.
Oh, you. So these are the areas where joyriding is quite prominent.
It's nothing to do with that. It's nothing to do with. See, he was already in the guard's custody. So does the guard just dish out the justice as well? Like, he hasn't been before a court.
No, but he was.
And we do, Jeremy. We do have innocent until proven guilty. It is not up to.
No, but I mean, if you see the guard to. Yeah, but when you see someone driving a car, joyriding a car,
it's called a civilised society, Jeremy. We had them laws when we were occupied. Okay, the English could just bat you for being Irish. We got rid of that. We brought in what was called civilised laws. We brought in civilised laws where we even said we're not going to arm our guards because we're going to police by consent. That's not consent, okay, Jeremy? It's okay till that happens to you or somebody you know. And as I've always said, what happens if they pick on the wrong person some night? They have been known to get it wrong, haven't they?
I just know, Jay, from being in other countries, there is a fear.
Don't give me other countries. Do you want to be ruled by police? Do you want to be ruled by guns? Do you want to be ruled by guns and men with machine guns?
I'm just saying.
Well, that's what other countries do.
In other words, do you want us to live in a police state? And a police state means that the police have ultimate power.
I was in Latvia once for a weekend and I saw the police there. And the minute I saw the police in Latvia, I said, you don't fuck with those lads.
Why was that? What did they look like?
Well, they looked like Robocop and you could tell.
Okay, what have we got? What have we got? Come on, let's spit it out now. Diversity, equity and in fucking inclusion. We have fuckers with sociology degrees, 4 foot tall, still fitting into their communion suits, and we expect them to go out and police the streets. You have two women out there trying to take down a 6'4" bloke. What are they going to do? Sit down and cry. You go to Latvia, what are these 6'4" blokes with machine guns? Of course you're going to do what they tell you.
Okay, the bottom line is, though, Jason, you believe that the guard in this case, it was proper order that he was prosecuted for this knee to the stomach of a young fellow.
He's been an apologist for joyriders.
No, he's not.
No, I want to live in a civilized society, Jeremy, where the police can't just go around and knock the shite out of you because you've done something. That's why we have courts. That's why we have... Jeremy, you're the first one to say that word. Law and order. Law and the order has to rule. Does the law and order have to rule according to Jeremy Dixon?
I have been to court so many times and seen these scumbags in their tracksuits.
So there you go again.
Just go and assault them.
I'm just saying they laugh at the judge.
Does your son wear a tracksuit?
Oh, you know what I'm saying.
Does your son wear a tracksuit? Let me get this out of him, Jeremy. Does your son wear a tracksuit?
Absolutely, but he doesn't rob cars.
Okay, sorry. He's walking down the road. He's not in your house and state. He happens to be in town. Four youngers in tracksuits rob a car. Your son is with his three mates and they all have tracksuits. Them four are identified by the police. The police jump out and question him. One of them pulls his shoulder away and says, I didn't do it. What are you questioning me for? He gets a slap put to the ground. What are you going to say?
That's a whole lot of what ifs and maybes. I
want to live by law. So the law says you cannot assault somebody. So that's the law. I want to live on that side of the law.
Do you remember the clip of Inside the K Lads when the scumbag was standing in the garden, shouted at the garden about his wife? I'm going to rape
And he got his comeuppance. And he got his comeuppance, didn't he?
There's only so far you can push.
But didn't he get his comeuppance?
Well, I don't know.
Look how restrained that guard was. He just stood there and smiled at him.
The bottom line is, Jeremy, if you are able to be goaded into physically attacking somebody...
That's why I couldn't be a guard. Yeah, that's why I couldn't be a guard.
That's why this guy probably did the right thing and resigned.
Well, no, but Jason, like you, Adrian, wants these scumbags treated with kid gloves. But
want them arrested. Want them dealt with by the courts.
And duly prosecuted.
Yes, and walk straight out. It's
beaten up.
It's a revolving door.
That's your people's fault.
Yeah.
That's your people's fault. The fucking liberals that started all this back in the 90s, give the children a hug, Jeremy. It's your fucking people everybody's equal.
Anyway, Jason, you're happy to see a guard prosecuted for this?
Well, because it was an educated person who took an educated decision to prosecute this man. Mm. Somebody who went to college. Jeremy loves these experts, you know, educated people. Mm. So somebody who went to college, went to work for the DPP. A file was put in front of him. He opened up and went, that's assault.
Yep. Okay, stay there for a second, Jason. I want to just bring in some more opinions on this. This is Joe.
I can't believe that girl standing up for teenagers. He drove a fucking car from Tipperary to Dublin. Probably for the next robbery or murder up there. And could have killed anyone on his way, but luckily didn't. And the cop in question could have lost a sister or a brother or a friend to joyriders. There's a whole lot of variables there. But I'll tell you one thing, that young lad, he won't forget that knee in the stomach. And maybe he'll cop the fuck on.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off. Because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, Martin, what did you want to say on this?
Yeah, I think that cop was dead right to give him a good fucking kick, and not enough he probably didn't give him. And what your man Joe said there in the voice note, he won't forget that kick to the stomach. Well, he probably won't, because he'll end up getting a lump of compo out of it. But no, I think the cop seems to be way more robust, and they should be able to be a bit more heavy-handed than what they are. And people saying, oh, it's assault. Just these little some people say just joyriding. Just joyriding. Like, somebody's got their car stolen. They could be driving the wrong way down the road. By Jesus Christ above. That's why they have no respect for the cops, because they know they'll do nothing.
I know, but do you want a situation where we turn a blind eye to Gardaí assaulting people?
Well, you know, if you play with fire, you get your fingers burnt, lads.
The guards should be given the power to assault people. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, yeah. If it's for the good of society, yeah, absolutely.
Well, there you are, Jay. The guards should be given the power to assault people.
Fuck off. And who decides then at what level? Like, is it just joyriding, or if you jaywalk, say, you know the way America is, if you jaywalk, you get a fine.
No, so right. Obviously, there's got to be some sort of thing.
That's what I mean. So there has to be a level. So do we train them? Do we train them at this level? Then you can go fucking all commando and assault them. Or do we wait till they're prosecuted? Because just remember, when a guard apprehends you, you are still innocent. It doesn't matter if he's fucking seen you do it. In the eyes of the law in this country and the country we want to live in, you're still innocent.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you're causing harm to somebody, then fair enough. Then reasonable force should be used. I'm not saying absolutely get your whatever, get your culture.
He was already in custody. He was already in control. And who reported him? Was it the young flo or another guard that reported him? Does that come
out? It was probably another fucking guard, I'd say.
But as I said, he is innocent. He is still innocent up to 19 court and gets charged, convicted, part of law by any of his peers. Is that not the society?
Oh, sorry, Jay. Your line is in bits there. His point is, Martin, that he's innocent until he's convicted in a court. Therefore, nobody has any right to assault him.
Yeah, but you're innocent until proven guilty. But I mean, no, he's caught red-handed. It's plain and simple. Well, like,
And let me put that. Sorry, Martin. Let me put that question to Jay, if you can still hear me. Jay, if you were walking in the road and you caught a fella trying to rob, his phone out of his back pocket, yeah. Suppose you're walking down the road, yeah, and Jason's on his lovely fancy phone, has the phone up, and someone tries to rob the phone from his hand and runs down the street with it, yeah. And Jason runs past him and catches up with him. Now, in the eyes of the law, as Jason said, splitting hairs, in the eyes of the law, that man is innocent until proven guilty. Even though Jason saw him grab the phone out of his hand and run away with it, yeah? That man is innocent until proven guilty. Is Jay trying to say then that he wouldn't give him a good punch if he caught up with him? That he'd say, Jordan, thanks for robbing my phone and all that, but in the eyes of the law, you're actually innocent until proven guilty, so I'm not going to give you a punch. You walk away. Well, Jason?
But Jeremy...
No, yes or no? Sorry, Jeremy, would you give him a punch? Would you give him a punch?
Jay, your phone...
Oh, he's gone. We'll never get the answer to that now.
Never get the answer, no.
What do you think the answer was? Because I know... 90%...
We don't have the right to go around assaulting people, no matter what you do.
Even if you're a person, like a human being.
Obviously not.
But you, because you're a spineless. You're a snake. You literally have no spine.
Literally give the guards permission to go and
I'm talking about human. I'm talking about people, non-guards. I'm talking about if someone robbed my phone. If someone robbed your phone, you could just wave at them and say, "Enjoy the phone."
Have it insured.
Well, I'm telling you, I wouldn't. I'd be going after them and I'd meet them up an alleyway. Let me tell you, that's the difference between me and you,
Dara.
Yeah, I totally agree. It needs to be kind of like a case-by-case basis, but I don't think there should be a blanket statement made or like the court ignoring the issue saying, oh yeah, they can just basically do what they want assault-wise if it's a scumbag, because again, that would give the message that guys can basically, they're above the law, they can do whatever they want. And we do know that in a lot of cases, they indiscriminately do beat people up when there is no threat, when they're in handcuffs, when, like you say, as Adrian pointed out, he was just pissed off in this circumstance. Like, he didn't need to use violence to restrain the lad. He was obviously so worked up that he did it out of anger. And this is the problem. I'm by no way condemning the scumbags and the jury warders, and when force is needed for dealing with these type of people, 100% you'll need extra force to get a situation under control. But when it comes from a place of just pure, the guard's pissed off and annoyed and there's no need for the force, that's where the line should be drawn. And I think body cams. It would solve all the issues to see whether extra force was justified or not. But we can't just say, oh no, these people deserve force and that's it, because then that could be so taken out of context. And the guards already get away with a lot because they have very little accountability. You don't want them to have absolutely no limits on the power that they can use either.
All right, Dara, thanks very much indeed. This is Aisling.
Adrian, what about when they're stopping the youngfellas that haven't done that and never in their lives or never gotten into trouble, and they're stopping them and giving them a hard time and hitting them for nothing? That happens as well.
Now we've, I think we've got Jay on a decent line now, because I know, Jay, you wanted to answer what Jeremy was saying there.
Yeah, what was he talking about? The mobile phone, if somebody robbed his mobile phone. Jeremy, Adrian, it doesn't matter. You put your hands on
anybody. Just answer the question, though, Jay. Just answer the question. It's a simple question. If you met the fella that snatched the mobile phone, or say you and Lorraine were shopping in town, Nick, tomorrow, yeah? You're shopping in town, and some junkie grabs Lorraine's handbag and runs up the alleyway with it. Lorraine is crying her eyes out because something very valuable, isn't it? You catch your man who robbed the bag up the alleyway. Do you say to him, I'm not going to judge you because you are innocent until proven guilty?
Jeremy, I don't work for the guards.
I'm going to give him a dig, get my
property back, but then I'm going to get charged with assault. But the difference is, I'm not trained by the state to apprehend that fella and restrain him. And unlike you, I don't run around with my underwear outside my fucking trousers and a red cape thinking I'm Superman. You do. You love this thing thinking you're going to chase every bad guy and beat him up. Realistically, we all know you're going to fucking run.
No, I won't. You don't know me very well then, because I don't let anybody. I don't let anybody walk over me.
Okay,
no,
but Jay, you do see a difference between you maybe hitting somebody a dig for robbing a handbag and a guard doing it. A guard just doesn't.
Yeah, I take the chance with the judge. I'd stand up and hope that public opinion be on your side. Yeah, this fella robbed that lady's handbag. He apprehended him and hit him. But the difference is, I wouldn't have him in handcuffs and in restraint, and probably have already placed him under arrest. That's the difference.
And that is what happened in this case. That young fellow was already under arrest. He was under control. And the guard, just in a fit of anger, went, "Ah, you little bastard." And
anger, by the way, lads, is a human trait. We all have.
Yeah, no, I know that. But obviously, the guard took the right decision by retiring from the force, because it just didn't suit him. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. All right, let me just squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Stephen.
Just a reference to this. Like, I was just thinking earlier. I grew up in a council estate in Dublin. Had my fair share to run in with the Garda. They used to beat lumps out of us. and you know what? We learned fairly quick. Like, don't mess with that copper. Don't mess with that one. You know, I live over here in the States. I'm between Ireland and the States. And you don't fuck around with Miami-Dade police. Like, if you get arrested, you're going to jail. Child or not child, it doesn't matter what age you are, they'll send you to a juvenile home if you're a child, and they'll keep you in there until your bond is paid. And I think that the Irish system is just not, it's not there. These kids are committing crimes and they're walking out the next day. You know, there's due course, and they've to wait to go to court and all that, but they're out, and I can guarantee they're arrested within a week. You know, you see the same people every week in the papers, you see the same fucking kids walking out of courts every week. It's just a matter of the rules just aren't there, you know? You walk those kids into a Miami-Dade jail and you see how they feel. They be fucking shitting bricks into a communal house where they will not get out until their bail is paid. And mammy and daddy might not be able to afford the $1,000 bail. They be sitting in there until it's paid or until their court date. Their court date could be in a year. So I just think that the Irish system needs to be a little bit tougher, and these kids actually might learn. Because you walk out after a year being in there in a communal cell with 40, 50 people, trust me, I guarantee you've learned. You better kicking the stomach be good.
All right, Stephen, thanks very much indeed from Miami in Florida. And finally, this message from Dean.
Oh yes, lads, I agree with that girl, everything that she said. I was brutally attacked by the Gardaí numerous times when I was a teenager growing up for literally nothing. I had teeth smashed, I had fucking arms broke, legs broke nearly. Left in hospital for 2 days. And I don't condone what the kids are doing these days. Like driving around in cars, because if they hit one of my kids, I'd kill them myself. Do you know what I mean? But the police brutality in this country is fucking disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. Like, you're walking around town and the police are pulling 16 and 15 year olds while there's a foreigner across the road pissing at a bus stop or drinking his nagging of whiskey or vodka. Do you know what I mean? It's just, this is why people hate the Gardaí, because they're doing nothing about the other crowd, but they're harassing us, if you get me. It's fucking madness.
All right, Dean, thanks very much indeed for your message. A lot of people saying that nobody has respect for the guards anymore, but part of the reason is what he just listed off, what happened to him.
That's awful what Dean went through. But a lot of people are messaging already saying no smoke without fire. I'm not saying that, by the way, Dean. You're nobody until somebody loves you.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you've enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.